So this happened on Wednesday. Very awkward situation for many people. You might have gotten a random text message out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been, hey, honey bunny, I love you.
What?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Who's sending these weirdo texts?
Yeah. So here's the thing. There was a big text message like outage that happened in February. And the text messages that didn't go through finally went through on Wednesday.
What?
November.
That's...
Yes. Way late.
Yeah.
So a bunch of these happened from Valentine's Day, but there were also, here's the awkward part, there were also some other ones. What if you're not dating that person anymore?
Right, I was going to say, what if you broke up?
Oh,
then you get an I love you text out of the blue?
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's going on here?
Can't
wait to see you or something like that?
So there were other ones from bosses or clients that maybe you'd sent at the wrong time, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what if you had signed a deal on something and all of a sudden there was a text message that was supposed to go out that ended up showing up Wednesday and it was a better number?
Oh.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, what if Jerry Jones was making a deal with Zeke back then, right?
And Zeke already said yes, but that just
yes
now
to
came
yes
through.
Zeke
and
said yes to 12 million.
Yes. And Zeke said no. You said.
Yeah. Wow.
And then there were even people who got texts from friends and relatives who may have passed away since February. So that's got to be very uncomfortable and very awkward. So all the this happened not with just one phone carrier, by the way. This is like all of them. By the way, if you got one of those weird text messages, I'd love to hear from you. 214-787-1987 because that is just so weird and awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, that happened on Wednesday. The more you know. It's not specific to any one of the phone carriers. This happened to basically with all of them. But there was a big text message push notification. Mm-hmm. Not push notification, but it was big push. Mm-hmm. Where people got these text messages on Wednesday that were sent back in February.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine all of a sudden you get this weird text and you're like, man, for some people that could open up some wounds.
A lot happens in 9 months.
Right?
Yes, it does. Hey, I'm pregnant.
Right? Oh, man.
All of a sudden, I didn't even.
And like got ghosted.
Yeah. This baby, you know.
That would be horrible.
What a weird way.
I would hope she would send more than one message.
Yeah, after, after no
hopefully
response.
There's a phone call attached.
Yeah.
Surely.
Maybe a letter.
Yeah. A reveal party that you may have missed. It's 98.7 Kayla with Miles in the morning. Hi there.
Good, how are you?
Very good. You got one of these weird texts the other day?
Well, I sent one out, and my friend received it Wednesday, like at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
What did your text message say?
He just said that I was about 150 miles outside of Mobile, and I haven't been to that part of the country in forever, so I couldn't understand why he was getting the text at 3 in the morning. But when you mentioned it, that it, the outage was in February, sure enough, February, I went on a camping trip and was driving back from Florida, and that explains the mystery text of Mobile, Alabama.
So this person probably was wondering, you know, just wanted to keep like, traps, make sure you're safe.
Yeah,
middle of the night, you're driving.
So they
had no idea.
I get a phone call. Are you okay? And I was like, well, I was sleeping, but
I was until you woke me up.
And he couldn't understand. Well, thank you for solving that mystery.
See,
and
now you know.
Yeah.
And before I forget, thank you so much. I drive in from Hideaway every morning into Dallas, and you guys make that long commute also enjoyable. So thank you.
We appreciate you saying that, because a lot of times we feel like we kind of lose our minds a little bit, and we get off the rails a tad.
Especially on Friday.
That's the fun part.
Well, we appreciate that you appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Are you wrapped up like a douche this morning? I mean...
Nope.
I was, and I had questions about those lyrics also, so thank you for clarifying.
Okay, good. See, I'm glad that we're not the only ones that were confused by that.
Yeah, I was like, this is the weirdest song, and I thought that for the longest time, and then when you explained it, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
It's revved up like a douche, not wrapped up like a douche.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Share that with people you know today.
Yep.
Maybe that's a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a great one. Have a good Friday.
Just here to help.
PSA is all over the place today.
Hi, good morning, Casey. How are you?
Good morning. I am excellent.
Did you get one of these weird texts as well?
So Wednesday was my birthday.
Okay.
And I got an I love you text message from an ex I broke up with in July.
Oh.
And on your birthday? Wow. Uh-huh. Like I said, this could open up some wounds.
Yeah. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
How did that turn out?
It turned out I blocked his phone number, so I wouldn't get another one.
Oh, my gosh. No. So did you get a follow-up at all before you blocked him?
Nope.
Ooh.
Nothing.
That's weird.
Again. Yeah, it was awesome.
This happened to so many different people, and again, doesn't matter what phone carrier you had, but, you know, Valentine's Day was like one of the biggest days that this happened on.
Yeah.
And if he's saying, I love you on Valentine's Day, that makes sense. But if you broke up in July, you know, seeing it on your birthday.
I know.
Well,
that is so
And it was at like 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah. Oh,
and I was like, why are you texting me I love you at 3 a.m.? Are you drunk?
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a prank call.
Yeah, exactly.
No good text is sent after 2 a.m.
No, exactly. Anything you receive after 2 a.m. on the text.
No good comes from that text message.
You should wait to respond until about 10 o'clock the next morning.
Exactly.
Wow, Casey, well, hopefully everything's, you know, you're good. I mean, I hope you had a good birthday, right?
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. I actually won tickets from you guys to go see Cass on my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. See, there you go.
So, yes, and it was amazing.
And maybe, I'll bet you didn't take that guy.
Yeah, the MetLife cat will
sure
be there.
Thanks for the call this morning, Casey. We appreciate it. 214-787-1987. If you got one of those weird texts from somebody that just randomly showed up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
It's because there was a bunch of text messages like across the globe that didn't get sent on Valentine's Day or during the month of February. Yeah, right. So, yeah. Caleb, good morning. Miles in the morning. We're talking about text messages that just went out on Wednesday from 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened, like I said, with all the cell phone companies where for some reason there was a hang up and text messages that were typed and sent didn't actually get to the recipient.
It's crazy.
And so all of a sudden you got them on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Can you only imagine just some of the weirdness that comes from that? Good morning. Go ahead.
I received one from my fiance left me a couple weeks ago. And it's been rough. But yesterday morning, I got two texts. One was at 1:15 in the morning. One said, LOL, .. yes. And then an hour later, it said, LOL. And I took a screenshot and I sent it to him and said, why are you sending this to me? Please delete my number so you don't accidentally text me anymore. So he sent back saying, I just woke up and I didn't send anybody anything and I don't even have that on my phone. So I said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and block your number. That way I don't get these weird texts from you anymore. Because I thought that he was like messing with me.
Drunk.
You know?
Yeah.
So then later on, my friend texted me and said, why did you send Happy Valentine's Day to me at 4:40 in the morning?
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'm like, so then I realized, well, it wasn't him. But it was just like perfect timing, you know, like when we're going through all this and we get these, you know, I get this text out of the blue from him. So it was just, I don't like the cell towers or whatever they're doing. I don't
the glitch, the glitch yeah, thing does no. not help the relationship status whatsoever. Yeah. Right, yes.
I was doing so good with the no contact thing.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Way to screw that up, cell phone tower.
Open old wounds. That's horrible.
Gosh. All right. Well, Amber, I hope you have a good weekend. At least now you know.
Now I know.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, that's
just G.I. Joe said, yep.
Real American Hero. Yeah.
Those texts coming through at 3 a.m. Real American Hero. Right there.
Oh,
did you snort?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Good. I received one of those texts.
You did?
At 1:45 a.m.
Were you aware at the time of what was happening?
Absolutely not. Not until I heard you say it on the radio. I went, oh my God, I got one too.
So who texted you?
So it came from my ex. And it said, I have been interviewing potential boyfriends for you.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah, I am gay, so, you know, it makes sense.
But why were they interviewing them for you when you were you guys together at the time or what?
No, we broke up like 3 years ago.
Okay, gotcha.
I thought like so you guys were still together. Right.
So, okay, got it.
And he was already finding a replacement.
Do you have a boyfriend currently where there is no need for interviews?
No.
Okay.
So maybe when you saw that text message, were you like, okay, well, this is good. You've been interviewing now for 9 months.
Right.
Actually, my first thought was that he liked the lady before, said, he must be drunk.
Right. I can't imagine. So many people probably got that same feeling. Yeah. Okay, they're drunk.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now I know what happened.
There you go. Well, good luck. I hope the interviews go well.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Talk to you later. It's a whole nother bit in itself, isn't it? Could you use your current or like recent ex to help interview for your next? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
Ooh. I think that would actually work out pretty well.
It sounds good on paper.
It does. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's going to be some drama, obviously. Yeah, obviously. Involved.
And there's probably no objectivity in that whatsoever. No. So, yeah, good luck with that. By the way, I got to say what's up to Trenda. Trenda owns the Subway at, what's the, it's over there by, in Colleyville, by where I was yesterday.
Cheeksburger.
Cheeksburger. Yeah, that's it.
Am I saying it right?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. She brought sandwiches yesterday to the Albertsons that I was at when we were giving away some Cowboys tickets in Colleyville.
Awesome. Yeah, eat some dinner.
So good. And a whole huge box of cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what's up, Trenda? We appreciate that. It's awesome. Yeah. By the way, she was telling me that, you're in McKinney.
Yeah.
But they also just opened a new Subway up there by the Star.
Frisco. Oh, okay. For sure. That's not that far. I know. It's like literally 7 minutes.
Like, I'm up there all the time. She said, all right, cool. Just walk in, tell them you work for Caleb, and then hook you up.
Oh,
right.
Interesting.
So there's going to be 2 million people that show up and say, hey, for Caleb.
I'm Jeff Miles.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Good morning, Shauna. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right.
All right. So, Shauna, let's talk about, you got one of these weird text messages right in the middle of the...
I did. And I couldn't figure it out until I heard y'all on the radio this morning. I thought, that's what it was.
So what?
Mine came from my boss.
Oh, your boss? Hey, I need you to work tomorrow.
God, or you're fired?
The first one came in about 1:40, and it was, I need to talk to you. I'm on my way. My arrival time is
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
And I thought, oh, my God, what did I do that my boss is coming to my house at 1:30 in the morning? And then I texted back, and I'm like, is everything okay? I didn't get a response. So I get up, I put some coffee on. I think, well, I guess this is going to be good. Put some coffee on and everything. And then at 4 o'clock, I get a text that says 15 minutes away. So I thought, oh, God, I'm really getting anxious. You know, I'm going, God, you know, am I supposed to get fired? You know, they're trying to catch me before I need to even go.
Hold on just a second. Shauna, can I ask some questions here about logistics? What kind of job do you have where your boss is going to show up at your house at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, normally not any kind of job a boss would show up at your house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, you seem to be handling this well so far.
Oh,
let me put on a pot of coffee.
Well, so, and then I was a little late the next morning because I was up all night worrying if I was going to have a job. And I was kind of getting attuned, and I was like, hey, did you, like, you know, I was late because I didn't get no sleep. And they was like, well, why didn't you get no sleep? And I'm like, well, you was texting me, but you never showed up.
Yeah, obviously.
Now, when they hear that on their end, they're like,
what?
What do you mean I didn't show up? Right. What do you mean I was texting you? Wait, what is happening right now?
Right. So I had to show her because it wasn't on her phone.
So weird, though, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
can you imagine J-Dot Creswell sending you a text in the morning?
No, I would turn out all the lights and lock all the doors.
15 minutes away, you know, 2 hours later.
Yeah. I have always told him, if you're going to let me go, just text me.
Just text me first, right?
So. Okay.
Hey, can I see you? Well, never mind. Don't come in for this one.
Hey, you guys are great. Love y'all. Thanks. Love listening to you every day.
Thanks, Shauna. We love you, too.